Okay, welcome. We are in for a treat today. Christiane, one of us. You know, we have all been on this journey, the journey for awakening, the journey on our journey of what spirituality means to us. And we have somebody in our midst that's going to tell us her whole story. It's so exciting. Before we begin, though, I need to tell you a little bit about next week. Next week, Barbara Cron has prepared a wonderful event about the creeds, the Nicene Creed and a lot of other creeds. So if somebody is going to leave before we all leave, please come to me because we have some homework. You're going to have some homework to look at the creeds that we have that she's prepared, and you're going to decide which parts of the creeds that you might like. So I'm going to explain that at the end, but if somebody is leaving before the end, please let me know so that I can fill you in on what's happening next week. Okay, we have one announcement from Maureen Earls. Maureen can't be with us today, but it's about the Catholic Coalition on Climate Change, and it tells us who to write to and what to do about how we can be active in climate change. So I'm going to leave that over there for her, from her to you, from her. Okay, I've got all that. So we're just about ready to begin now, and Jeannie Hoyne's going to come up and lead us in prayer, and then I will introduce Christiane. All right, Jeannie.
Okay, so Christiane would like me to read the prayer, and after the prayer we'll have a couple of minutes of silence before she gives her presentation. Awakening to the Divine Within. O loving presence, be with us to the end, whatever the measure of our days. Our life passes as the blinking of an eye, for the gift of life fades too soon away. Yet how precious are we in your sight. Surely your plan for us is written on our hearts. Surely your angels stand ready to guide us on our way. Surely there is nothing to fear, for you abide within us, awaiting our awakening to your love.
Thank you so much, Jean. I think it is so amazing that we have all taken different paths and wound up here in this very place at Word and Life to be nourished. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about Christiane's pathway here. She was born in Belgium, in the Tome, a small village of only 200 people in the Ardennes near Bastogne, where the Battle of the Bulge was fought at the end of World War II. Such a different path than I have had. Think of the village as a little house on the prairie. Only dirt roads, water pumped from a well, mom doing laundry in a stream. Her playground was hundreds of acres of woods and fields. She attended a one-room schoolhouse where there was one headmaster for all the grades. Her grade had only four students. From 11 to noon each day, there was 1 hour of catechism taught by the village priest. Both the headmaster and the priest ruled with an iron fist and used corporal punishment to maintain discipline. Christiane was the last generation to grow up speaking a native dialect called Luxembourgish, which is the official language of the country of Luxembourg. However, the language in the one-room schoolhouse was French, which she learned in short order. Remember that iron-fisted priest and the headmaster? She learned French very quickly. In high school in the nearby town, she focused on math and languages. She learned Dutch, German, and English, and then attended a business college, adding accounting skills to those five foreign languages. Amazing. She came to Santa Barbara in 1973 as an au pair, a linguist, I think. She met her husband, Stanton, who is with us today, and they were married in 1978 in a double wedding in Belgium with her sister and her new husband. Quite a past. They have two children. Dane is 27 and Tess is 21, and worked in Stanton's family's real estate firm since their marriage. But about 7 years ago, she and Stanton made a serious commitment to daily meditation. They both experienced a strong spiritual awakening and a hunger to grow spiritually. A great desire to learn prompted them to read a great variety of books and to attend the adult ed sessions at City College in psychology, spirituality, and art. Then Christiane joined Word and Life to foster the Christian perspective on spiritual development, one that was open-minded and truly committed to an honest search of the truth. She relates that this has been an amazing experience of spiritual growth. Now, let's hear her tell us and guide us through her own amazing experience. She has provided us with, as she calls this, a juicy handout. So I don't know how she's going to get through this, but we are in for a treat to listen to Christiane's journey. Come on up, Christiane.